It's Friday night, which means that there's only one thing left to do here on this Valentine's Day evening, and that's hang out with myself and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
And we've got a sweet treat for you here tonight as it's the Day of Love. And there's some teams that were maybe looking for some love to win a league title.
Oh, yeah.
Get themselves in better position as they get ready for postseason time. There's a lot of broken hearts tonight as well. And it's not because they didn't get a Valentine.
I know on Valentine's Day we got broken hearts.
We got broken hearts that are not related to Valentine's Day. It's broken hearts because they had their opportunity to win a league, and they just fall short.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you got a whole lot on the line. First opportunity, I guess, in this. We didn't say who it was
nope.
We were talking about.
Nope.
But if you were listening to the game, St. Mary's had a big-time opportunity. That's the team that I've given a lot of love to this year. I'm still a fan.
That's your team,
That's
dude.
My team. But, man, Hiawatha, they've been playing really good. Four in a row.
Ooh.
Over some big-time competition.
Knocking off three state-ranked teams.
Yeah.
In a four-game span.
Yeah, just, you know, you talked about the opportunity, though. Sometimes, you know, you don't know how much that plays into the mindset. You're going into that game thinking, all right, we just got to win this one. We just got to win this one. It's all we got to do, win a league title. It's a big deal. And St. Mary's missed that opportunity tonight.
And I know some Hiawatha fans that are looking back on the schedule, looking back on the season, and saying, man, if we don't drop this game here or that game there, Jacob Byers are talking about the Redhawks at the top of the Big East League, potentially on the guy's side.
Yeah, you could definitely go back. And anybody can do this. I mean, whatever team we wanted to pick out, you could look at those games, and you're like, yeah, what if?
Yeah.
If we would have taken care of business in this game, or we hadn't have dropped that game.
Yes.
But I think you're absolutely right. Hiawatha, and they're hot. They can make a run here late. They are playing really good. At the right time, they're doing, I mean, they're clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah.
So maybe their season's just getting going. So maybe they don't even need to look backward.
Man, they're not acting like a four-cylinder right now.
No.
Or maybe like a two-stroke.
Yeah.
They're acting like they got 12 cylinders in there right now, and every single one of them
they're cooking.
Is figuring things out right now. Shout out Coach Jasper for Hiawatha. And you got to give credit to those kids, man.
Yeah,
the guy that shares the last name as you completely put the team on his back in that third quarter tonight. I know we're really highlighting this Hiawatha St. Mary's game. There's a lot of other games that were great tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there is, but that's the thing, though. That's why I love what we do here is we can talk about really good games.
For sure.
We can talk about really good performances. And
this is your show, dude. This is your world. We're living in it.
Okay, let's go.
Come on with it.
If you were looking at the schedule a month ago and where Hiawatha was a month ago,
okay,
and you looked at this game tonight,
yes,
even thinking where St. Mary's was a month ago,
right,
would you have thought, oh, St. Mary's is going to go on the road, they're going to destroy Hiawatha?
You would.
I would have thought that.
Based off of paper, based off of the season to that point.
Sure, sure. A month ago, you wouldn't have thought it could happen. But Hiawatha, watch out.
And last week, big time win.
Oh.
Hiawatha early in the week, they defeat Nemaha Central. They gave Nemaha their first loss of the season. And, Bozzy, we begged. And we begged. We said, Redhawk fans, we know you're listening. And not a single one called
in. I know. Maybe tonight?
But tonight might be the night.
Maybe. It's early.
It is early. We got on early. All of our games in the area, they went quick. It was great. Boz and I have got to head down to Paola bright and early in the morning.
I don't do mornings real well, so.
And we will highlight some of, today was the beginning. Obviously, we talk basketball here during the Scoreboard Show, but we want to give love as often as we can to all the extracurriculars that we get notified about. And for sure, because we are broadcasting tomorrow on the Holton Channel 4A Regional Girls Wrestling and on the Sabetha Channel, the 3 through 1A Girls Regional that is over in Rossville. So make sure that you are tuned in bright and early in the morning for that. You'll hear Boz and I on the Holton Channel. You'll hear Brandon and Crendon over on the Sabetha Channel. as we've got a ton of young female athletes that are trying to punch their tickets to the state tournament in a couple of weeks in Salina.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a big fan of football. Obviously, we covered on the show. I'm a big fan of basketball. That's my thing. But I dig the wrestling, too.
Yeah.
I had one son that competed in wrestling in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
His first real exposure I'd had to it as a parent. And, man, there's a whole different feel with being a wrestling parent.
Yeah.
Even when I mean, just a junior high kid. But I'm sitting in the stands contorting myself and getting all – you just get into it.
And I'll tell you that there's not many sports – that they say, you got 6 minutes and that's it. Five minutes
and
that's it.
You ain't got no help. It's all you.
Knock down, drag out. One of my favorite wrestling coaches, that's his go-to phrase. Shout out Mike Lovern for it being a knock down, drag out battle. We'll dive into that a little bit later on in the show, preparing you for regional girls wrestling. Regional boys next weekend. We'll talk about that next week. But it's time for some basketball scores, Boss. People have been waiting. They've been sitting here for 6.5 minutes saying, what scores are you going to give us?
I got some scores.
Let's go.
We're going to start with the girls because we don't have a whole lot of guys' scores yet. We said it was early. We're on the air quick tonight. So we're going to start with the girls. Here's what we got. Marhill, Mount Academy. They defeat Horton 39-33.
That's a big win for MHMA.
That is a really big win. Horton been playing pretty good. Horton came into that game at 12-5, Marhill Mount Academy 12-4, so two really close teams right there, but Marhill gets the win over Horton tonight. Valley Heights, they defeat Frankfort 54-29. Atchison, they defeat Harmon 52-15.
Fix!
There it is.
I got you, dude.
Okay, all right, a little late, but that's okay. Axtell, they get the win over Blue Valley 43-30. Troy defeats Riverside 48-31. Centralia, they get the win over Lynn 63-38. Hanover, they defeat Donovan West 57-49. St. Mary's, they get the win over Hiawatha 53-49. Holton, they defeat Jeff West 64-33. Close game, really close game, and this is was an opportunity that they seized. Compared to St. Mary's that missed the opportunity. Riley County gets the win over Nemaha Central 33-32.
League champs.
First ever Big East League champions, Riley County girls with the win tonight over Nemaha Central.
Perfect record in the Big East League for the Falcons this year.
Yeah, they've played really, really good. Washington County, they defeat Onega 55-46. Sabetha gets the win over Parla Compton 46-39. Rossville, they get the win over Abilene 38-34. And Silver Lake, they defeat Royal Valley 67-34.
All right, those are the girls' scores. And as Bob mentioned, we started early tonight. And so, guys' scores.
Man, we need them.
We need them. Go ahead and tell them what we got.
We only got a few here. Marhill, Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 61-42. Frankfort gets the win over Valley Heights 51-37. Atchison, they defeat Harmon 79-38. Axtell gets the win over Blue Valley 65-50. Centralia, they get the win over Lynn 69-34. And Sabetha, they come out on top of Parla Compton tonight 59-44.
All right, what scores we need on the guys' side?
We got a lot on the guys' side. We need
buckle up.
Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge. Jackson Heights at McClouth, Troy at Riverside, D West at Hanover, St. Mary's, Hiawatha. Actually, I didn't write that down. We know that score, so we'll get that later next time. We missed that one. NEK at JCN, Jeff West at Holton, Nemaha Central at Riley County, Washington County at Onega, Rossville at Abilene, and Silver Lake at Royal Valley. So we need a whole bunch on the boys' side. We only need on the girls' side, we only got 4 or 5 here. We need Valley Falls at Oskaloosa, ACCH at Pleasant Ridge, Jackson Heights at McClouth, NEK at JCN. That's all we need on the girls' side.
All right, final on the guys' side just came in on the Facebook Live feed. Thank you, Amanda. Jackson Heights 59, McClouth 56. Close game there on the guys' side at McClouth here this evening. And you said you needed the Jackson Heights girls' score as well. Is that correct? 37-30, Jackson Heights defeated McClouth 37-30, so the Cobras
perfect.
Sweep in McClouth tonight. So again, if you've got scores that we need, it's the Giant Communications Hotline. Love is in the air, and they want to give you a sweet deal. Make sure that you go to GiantCOMM.net and find out more information about Giant Mobile. Giant Mobile pairing that with home internet as well. $80 a month. That's $50 for up to a gigabit of internet and a $30 phone line as well. You can't pair two things much better together than Giant Mobile and your home network Wi-Fi as well. GiantCOMM.net to learn more. Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Talk to us about the game you were at tonight. Give us a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee for the night as well. Or you can give us the scores that we're needing as well. Boz, you got that phone number handy this time? No. All right, too early in the show.
Yes, it is. I haven't written it down yet.
785-547-3461. 785-547-3461. Because if you haven't noticed, Boz is probably going to have to carry by the end of the show.
Nah, you're going to be fine.
This is twice now this year that the old voice has been through the ringer. So you're going to hear a lot more Boz tonight than normal. And I would venture to guess people will be excited about that maybe a little bit, Boz.
I don't know. We'll see. Huh? Maybe we'll get some calls. They can tell us if they're happy with it or not.
Give us a shout on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, that number one more time.
It is 785-547-3461.
First time out, we come back. More scores, more reaction. We've got recaps, and we've got more information to give you. It's February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for hanging out with Jake and Boz here on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucert from Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bones, it's one of our favorite segments every single week. Was your team getting rocked, or
is your team doing the rocking?
This week's edition. Well, was your team in love, or did you have a broken heart tonight?
All right.
We're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, tell the people, hey.
Hey.
And we've got scores to get through. We've got recaps from our area games of the week across our networks. We've got conversations to have about regional wrestling for the girls tomorrow. Also an update about what kind of happened today. Give you some updated team standings as well at the respective sites for our area girls. And we've got Lucre Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball nominees to get through as well. And Boz is filling up some sheets already.
We're getting there. We got quite a few tonight. And it's still early.
Still early. People can give us a shout at the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, what's that phone number?
It's 785-547-3461.
All right. And you can give us a call during this segment and tell us about a game that you were at. You don't have to be live on the radio, I guess. I mean, just call. You can tell Kurt. We got Kurt Kilman in studio. You can Joseph Curry down at Care Radio as well. And let us know about the game you were at. There's a lot of games tonight that meant a lot for league standings, whether it was for positioning as we get closer and closer to the postseason as well. We've only got a week left, buddy.
It goes fast.
Of regular season basketball. Before we get into substates and start looking at different things, some teams have three games left, some teams only have two. I mean, so there are some outliers with that. But for the most part, we're winding down, and we're winding down quickly. So these games tonight meant an awful lot. And one specific team that man, it's crazy what 48 hours would do for a team. We'll call it 36 hours. A St. Mary's Bears team, your dark horse, that could have won the Big East League outright for the most part. They dropped two games in 2 days and find themselves outside looking in. Big upset loss tonight by them to the Hiawatha Redhawks, and then dropping a game last night when they had the lead in the third quarter as well.
Yeah, and this is a tough time of the season to be not playing your best basketball. They dropped two. Now, again, lose to Silver Lake, really good basketball team. Lost by 13, so that wasn't great. Then you lose to Hiawatha tonight. They got to right the ship here, and they still got some more games though. I mean, doesn't end the season. You're gonna,
correct.
Got to get a couple wins here, get some confidence back. Moving into substate, I'm still a believer. I think they can make a deep run. They just got to get things back on track.
There's a lot of teams that again, you want to be playing the best as you can right now. You know what I'm saying? This is the time of the year where it's gut check time for some of these teams. And when you're battle tested like a Hiawatha team is, my goodness, you've beaten four state ranked teams. You've won four straight now as well throughout this season. They're going to look at that record. Opponents that are not familiar maybe with Hiawatha, this area, they're going to be like, who's that? Okay, they're a 500 team.
Yeah.
We're going to get a win there.
Yeah.
Until they show up and play them. I think this is a team definitely to keep your eye on as well. How about some scores tonight, Buzz?
All right, we're going to start with girls' scores. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 39-33. Valley Heights, they get the win over Frankfort 54-29. Atchison, they get the win over Harmon 52-15.
Phoenix.
Jackson Heights, they get a win tonight over McLeod 37-30. Axtell, they defeat Blue Valley 43-30. Troy gets the win over Riverside 48-31. Centralia, they defeat Lynn tonight 63-38. Hanover, they get the win over Donovan West 57-49. St. Mary's, they defeat Hiawatha 53-49. Holton.
Big night there as well from one of those St. Mary's Bears as well tonight, Buzz, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get to that.
Okay. All right.
Holton, they get the win over Jeff West 64-33. And we mentioned this earlier. It was a really close game. We talked about it. Riley County, they seal, get the victory over Nemaha Central. They get their first ever Big East League title, but it was an overtime game against Nemaha Central. Riley County gets the win 33-32. I'd love for somebody to call and tell us about that game.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of people can tell us about that.
Maybe somebody will call in.
Come on with it.
Washington County, they defeat Onega 55-46. Sabetha gets the win over Parla Compton 46-39. Rossville, they're victorious over Abilene 38-34. And Silver Lake gets the win over Royal Valley 67-34.
Before we get to the guys, before we get to who we still need on the girls, anything like that, I want to go back to one matchup you just referenced from the Twin Valley League. It was Washington County and Onega. And Washington County, the Tigers, got the win over the Buffaloes. But we talked about this a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I want to give some love where love is due.
Okay.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Before we dive into more scores, before we dive into more of what we've got planned for tonight, how about the Onega Buffaloes girls basketball program this year?
Yeah, had a good season.
This is a team that they were in my top three for dark horse picks this season. And for good reason, I think that there was just a lot of potential from this squad. 2-19 a season ago, Boz.
Yeah.
Even with the loss tonight, what's that updated record?
Tonight, they are 7-10.
You go from 2-19 to 7-10 with 3 to go. You have a chance to be .500. How about that?
That's a big time improvement. And I got to see Onega play a couple times this year, and they've got a nice little team. But I think the struggle they've had a little bit is the TVL itself.
Tough.
I mean, it is just absolutely a tough league. But they've made improvements. They're knocking the door. They're climbing the ladder a little bit in the TVL, and that's a big confidence booster for them. So. Congratulations. Their season's not over. They got an opportunity to win a couple more games here.
Yeah. There are so many teams that have made improvements, that have played better this year. The parity that we've seen from levels throughout the leagues, it happens every single year. But, man, we just wanted to give a little bit of love to the Buffs, man.
Come on.
I mean, that girls' program, on the up and up, young team, has had a very good season.
Yep, and that's, I'm glad you gave a little shout-out. That's my cousin, the head coach for Onega, Craig Boswell.
No reason for that. I mean, as far as, that's not why I brought it up.
Oh, no.
I want them to know that it wasn't, I'm not just saying it because it's Boz's cousin.
Well, most of the time we talk about with the team improve, we always mention the coach, so we got to throw that out there.
All right.
Even though it's relation, he's still done a really nice job with that.
He has. He's done a really good job over there. And it's great. Again, it's just great to see teams improve season by season. There's going to be some drops. There's going to be a couple years maybe where some teams just struggle. But it's good to see when teams bounce back.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what Onega girls have done this year. All right. Any scores we need on the girls?
Yes, we still need some on the girls' side. Valley Falls at Oskaloosa, ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge, NEK at JCN. So we only need three scores on the girls' side.
Perfect.
On the boys' side of things, we've got Mar Hill at Mount Academy. They defeat Horton 61-42. Frankfort gets the win over Valley Heights 51-37. Atchison,
Phoenix,
victorious over Harmon 79-38.
70 burger.
Yep. Jackson Heights gets the win over McLeod 59-56. Axtell, they defeat Blue Valley 65-50.
They also defeated them.
Yeah, they did. They beat them down. Centralia gets the win against Lynn 69-34. Hiawatha, we did get the score this time.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I missed it.
Like we followed that game up or something.
Forgot to write it down. Hiawatha, big time win over Sabetha tonight, 68-62.
Say that again, please.
Hiawatha, 68.
Over who?
St. Mary's.
Perfect.
What did I say the first time?
Sabetha. Keep
Gosh,
going.
Dang.
Keep going.
Hiawatha defeated St. Mary's, 68 to 62. Didn't want people getting confused.
I know.
Man.
I'm confusing everybody. Sabetha, last boys score that we've got. Sabetha, they defeat Perry LeCompton 59-44.
All right. Before you get into what you need, I got one that you said you were. I knew you were going to say you're going to need, and that's the Valley Falls boys.
Okay.
Valley Falls boys 53, Oskaloosa 44. Thank you, Brady, on the Facebook live feed for getting that for us as well. And on the girls side with that matchup as well, Oskaloosa 57, Valley Falls 41. All right, what else do we need on the guys' side, Boz?
On the guys' side, we need ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge, Troy at Riverside, Donovan West at Hanover, NEK at JCN, Jeff West at Holton, Nemaha Central at Riley County, Washington County at Onega, Rossville at Abilene, and Silver Lake at Royal Valley.
We need a lot.
We need a lot of scores.
We need a lot of scores. All right, phone number for you to call in on the Giant Communications Highline, Buzz.
785-547-3461.
Giant Communications, pairing two things together that they just match up so good, and that's your cell phone plan with your home internet. You can get it combined right now for $80, $30 per line, per phone, per month. Will get you a great phone plan with the nation's most reliable network, as well as the area's most reliable internet. And that's $80 a month, giantcomm.net. If you've got a score for us or a Luca Chiropractic Wellness game ball nominee you want on the list, or you want to talk about a game tonight, please give us a call. Let us know about it. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get into a couple of recaps before our next break here tonight, as we've got, it was on 93.7 FM. This game started early and it ended early. Tom Couts, with the help of Joseph Curry back in studio hanging out with us here tonight, as well in Atchison, had Marhill Mounts Academy and Horton in a big-time matchup for both girls and guys in the Northeast Kansas League.
Well, when Jake and Boz want to do a little Valentine's Day cooking, you know what you do, right? You go to the recipe that you know is going to work, and you know how it's going to turn out every time, and you know you're going to like it. It's exactly what Marhill Mount Academy did tonight in McAllister Gym on the Raven campus. Is they played host to Horton's Chargers in Northeast Kansas League basketball. The Ravens used the same recipe in the girls' game and the boys' game. When it was done, they got what they wanted. It was two Raven wins. Game one, MHMA, Lady Ravens, had battled from a tie at the end of the opening quarter, took a little lead at halftime, and rolled in the second half, winning it 39-33. So for the Lady Ravens, a big win in game one. Game two, kind of the same thing. It was Horton leading until the late moments of the opening half. Ravens went on a 9-0 run at the end, took a 2-point lead into the locker room, and then dominated in the second half. Pulled out that recipe, and the Ravens winning at 61-42. Morehill Mount Academy's guys having a season for the ages. They have moved now to 16-2 on the year and a perfect 10-0 in the NEKL. The Horton guys are now 13-5 and 9-4. On the girls' side, with their win, MHMA 13-4, and they're 8-1 in the conference, having a great year as well. Horton is 12-6, 10-3. So again, in Atchison, Kansas, they went to the recipe book, and Morehill Mount Academy cooked up two wins over the Chargers from Horton. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thanks, Tom. I always appreciate the fun intros, and I have no idea what he's going to be saying to us, Boz, because that time he said that on a Valentine's Day evening, Jake and Boz have got a recipe for cooking something up for fun. And always great to hear from the great Tom Couts. Been doing this a very long time at a very high level. Always enjoy hearing from him. All right, that was big time sweep tonight for Marhill Mounts Academy in the Northeast Kansas League. How about Twin Valley League? That was on 92.1 FM, KMZA. Frankfort, the Wildcats hit the road and took on the Mustangs at Valley Heights. Grin and Profit had the call tonight on 92.1.
Hello, everybody. This is Crittenden Prophet down here at Blue Rapids, Kansas, where it's the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats here at home in Valley Heights. And Valley Heights, it's a split here where Frankfort boys were able to take a big victory at 51-37, where the girls for Valley Heights were able to win of a score 54-29. Let's break it down by jumping into the girls' matchup. The girls' game started off with the first quarter ending 19-6. The first quarter ended with a three-point half-court shot by Tessa Miller. She was out cold as ice. Tessa Miller turning around off the ice cold three-point shot. Again, Valley Heights, they led going at the half 30-13, and then they were able to finish out the game winning 54-29. They had a total of 9 players score. Ava Smith finishing with 9 points, 4 steals, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. Josie Parker finishing with the best scoring night with 13 total points, a 3-point shot. She had 10 points there in the first half. And then as for the boys contest, one that was quite competitive through and through, all the way through. Frankfort, they started off with a 13-7 lead. They were outscored in the second quarter 11-9 by Valley Heights to get to a halftime of 22-18. Royce Eskrim did a great job dominating the inside for the Mustangs to keep them competitive in the contest. He finished the night with 18 points and 9 rebounds, but unfortunately it wasn't enough as the hot right hand of Wes Anderson was just too hot to handle there for the Mustangs as Frankfort, they shot lights out with Wes Anderson hitting 7 total threes on the game. Frankfort combined for 8 total as Wes Anderson would finish with 25 points on the game, 4 rebounds, again 7 threes, and then also 2 steals. The game would finalize at 51-37. Frankfort now in improves to 14-5 on the season and 7-3 in the TVL. Valley Mustang boys will drop to 3-15 on the overall, and they'll drop to 1-8 in the TVL, where the Frankfort girls, they will drop to 4-14 and 1-9 in the TVL, and then the Valley Heights Mustang girls will improve to 11-8 and 5-4 in the TVL. This has been Crittenden Prophet with 92.1 KMZ and the MMC Sports Radio Network.
All right. Thank you very much for that recap, Crittenden, as we continue to roll on here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Big shout out. Wade Gerstner just came into the building, and he's the one that hooked us up with some scores we need to posit.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
Gave us a Silver Lake. Coach Steve Knoll giving us one as well from JCN in the comment feed. Feel free to, you could go on Facebook Live as well and interact that way if you'd like as well. But, Boz, we got to get to our next break. We'll have a couple recaps to come back. What scores are we still needing, though, before we get to this next break?
Okay. On the girls' side, we need ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge. That's it. That's the only one we need.
Hang on. Say what?
ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge.
On the girls' side.
On the girls' side.
Okay. I thought you meant all together.
No. That's the only score we need on the girls' side.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
On the guys' side, mm-hmm. we need ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge, Troy at Riverside, Jeff West at Holton, Nemaha Central at Riley County, and Rossville at Abilene.
I mean, I know we got a message from someone saying that Jeff West boys beat Holton.
Oh, other way around. Jeff West, or excuse me, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yes.
I know I am.
Yeah, I know.
But we don't have a score.
We don't have a score.
We kind of need that.
Yeah.
So you appreciate when you're able to tell us winners and losers yeah. in a basketball game, but scores are what we need. So if you got those scores, feel free to send them up to us again on the Facebook Live feed. If you got Boz's phone number, shoot him a text. Boz, you want to put your phone number out there?
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
I'm going to pass
okay.
on that one.
Or you can call us on the Giant Communications Hotline. That's 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline open for you. Give us scores. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night as well. It's all thanks to Giant Communications. When you want to pair up two of the best things this love season, make sure you pair up your cell phone plan as well as your home internet for just $80 a month. GiantCOMM.net. We got to step aside for our next break. When we come back, a couple more recaps to get to you. We'll give you the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list we have thus far, and we'll review these scores once again. It's a beautiful Friday evening, and it's celebration of love here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright and Holton, Jeff Russell and Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
The world. To the beach, y'all.
Miles, what are they playing?
They're playing basketball.
The world. Y'all know this is so, so gay. To the beach, y'all.
You know that every Friday night they're playing some basketball, and we're talking about it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. We got Wade, we've got Kurt, we've got Joseph all hanging out here this evening across our networks, and a great evening that it has been here on this Valentine's Day. Boz, did you get your Valentine anything this year?
Why you got to throw that out there?
Because you weren't expecting it, and hey. Listen, Boz and I have been close buddies for north of 12 years now. And nothing satisfies me more whenever I can catch you off guard, especially in live radio.
Often. Doesn't happen very often.
It's those opportunities that I've got to take, because for those of you that don't know Boz, he's a scare, like he gets a rise out of scaring people.
Yeah.
And Boz and I have traveled all over the country together a lot. And as a result, that a lot of hotel stays.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times that Boz has gotten me least expected.
All the time. Maybe it's not, I'm not like a good person at like scaring people, but you scare easy.
To the point that he actually wanted to start scaring Kurt last year.
Yeah.
And then we care about Kurt's health. And so we stopped.
Yeah. We didn't want Kurt
dropping, striking out on the
We need
the
him.
Board.
We need him. Don't be scared of him to death.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so anytime I get a chance, so you're gonna answer the question or no?
No, we just we just don't. Valentine's Day, we just don't.
Well, I hope that you out there got your special Valentine something here today, as it is Valentine's Day. It's sharing the love, and some teams are really happy, and they're in love with the scores tonight. Boz, what do you got?
All right. On the girls' side, Oskaloosa, they get the win over Valley Falls 57-41. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 39-33. Valley Heights gets the win over Frankfort 54-29. Atchison, victorious
Phoenix.
Over Harmon 52-15. Jackson Heights gets a win tonight over McClough 37-30. Axtell defeats Blue Valley 43-30. Troy gets the win over Riverside 48-31. Troy improves 16-1.
Yikes. Look out.
Watch out.
Trojans.
We'll talk about that a little bit later with how this sub-state stuff's going to shake out, but I'm real excited about what Troy is doing right now. Centralia, another team I'm excited about, remains perfect at 18-0. Centralia defeats Lynn 63-38. Hanover, they defeat Donovan West 57-49. St. Mary's gets the win over Hiawatha 53-49. NEK, they are victorious over JCN 53-26. Holton, they get the win over Jefferson West tonight 64-33. An overtime nail biter for the league title. Riley County, they clinched the Big East league title with their win over Nemaha Central in overtime, 33-32.
How about the Falcons, man? Great job. Great season. They come in under the radar, really, in the Big East League. Not expected, and boom, they win the league.
11 teams in the Big East, they were picked middle of the pack. They were picked number 6 preseason, and I don't know how everybody factors in all these picks, but they were definitely under the radar, like you mentioned, and they've had a fantastic undefeated Big East season, Big East League season. So really nice job from Riley County girls. Washington County, they get the win over Onega 55-46. Sabetha defeats Perry LeCompton 46-39. Rossville, they get the win over Abilene 38-34. And Silver Lake, they defeated Royal Valley 61-34.
Okay.
Those are girls' scores. We only need one.
Still need it.
Still need one. ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge.
Okay. All right, that's what we need on the girls' side. Pons, give me the guys' updates.
Okay, we're getting there on the guys' side. We've got most all of them right now.
Okay.
Valley Falls, they get the win over Oskaloosa 53-44. Marhill Mount Academy, they defeat Horton 61-42. Frankfort, victorious over Valley Heights 51-37. Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They defeat Harmon 79-38. Jackson Heights picks up the win against McClough 59-56. Axtell gets the win over Blue Valley 65-50. Riverside, this score we just got a little bit ago, this surprises me, this score. Not because I didn't...
Better watch what you're about to say.
I know. I'm trying to think how to phrase this. The differential, the point differential.
Yes.
That's what surprised me.
Understood.
Riverside, they get the win against Troy 71-56.
Yeah.
That's what kind of shocked me a little bit about that score. I figured it'd be a really good game, but
sure.
Riverside kind of run away with it there. Centralia, they get the win against Lynn 69-34. Hanover defeats Donovan West 57-31. Hiawatha, fantastic game.
Yes.
Big time performance tonight. They defeat St. Mary's 68-62. NEK victorious over JCN 66-18. Jefferson West, they defeat Holton 53-46. Washington County gets the win. 2-point win. Both teams 3-13 coming into tonight. Washington County gets 2-point win over Onega, 51-49. Sabetha defeats Perry LeCompton, 59-44. And Silver Lake, they get the win over Royal Valley, 61-48.
Now, I know you're going to ask for a score, and I've got it for you, but I'm gonna prep something for it, okay?
Okay.
Because our very own Wade Gerstner got the update for us. I'm gonna hang tight to it.
Okay.
So tell us every score you need on the guys except for the Nemaha Central game.
Okay. So I need ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge.
Okay.
I need Rossville at Abilene.
And the game I'm going to give you the score for, tell me the matchup.
Nemaha Central was at Riley County tonight.
And your Big East champions this year in double overtime. 72-65, the Thunder roll to the first Big East title here this season. Congratulations to Coach Thomas and the Thunder for
clinching and being the champions of the Big East League after a couple hiccups.
They did stumble a little bit here, but, I mean, they've had a really good season, and that score honestly surprises the heck out of me. Again, Riley County 5-11. They've been down this season, but Nemaha was
any
just
given
any. Yeah, you never know. That's why you play the game. But as hot as Nemaha Central was up until a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they've just been stumbling a little bit. So that's a big turnaround for them. Clinched the Big East title.
72-65 in double overtime. So the Thunder win the Big East League. And on the girls' side of the Big East, it's Riley County, a perfection season for them in league play. We will break down other leagues as well throughout tonight's show, give you updates from those as well. We've got a couple more recaps to get to you before we get to our next break. And in next segment is when we're going to have people calling in, Boz. We've got a couple that are ready to call in and talk about some games they were at here tonight. So we'll have that in the next segment. But for now, we got to get our recaps here from our very own Wade Gerster, who had an amazing game here on 103.9 KNZA. And those of you on 92.1 heard the conclusion of the guys' contest. It was St. Mary's at Hiawatha. Two really, really, really good games in the Roundhouse tonight.
In 3-2-1. It was a Big East League doubleheader on Valentine's night in Hiawatha, and St. Mary's girls and the Hiawatha boys come out victorious. Girls game, St. Mary's and Hiawatha tied at 27. St. Mary's used a 15-0 run in the third quarter to pull away, win 59-43. St. Mary's girls now 9-8, finished league play 5-5. They're led by Isabel Herla with 29 points. She had 7 three-pointers. That's a new school record for St. Mary's, breaking her old record of 6 in a game. She had 3 of those 7 threes in that third quarter, a decisive third quarter, and Hayden Heim, an All-State center, had 23. Hiawatha was led by Kylie Nelson with 18 points and 3 three-pointers. Kinsey Nelson chipped in 10. Hiawatha girls have lost 5 in a row. They're now 8-8 overall, 4-5 in league play. Girls final, St. Mary's 59, Hiawatha 43. Boys game was quite the showdown. Hiawatha coming in 6-9, but they've won 3 in a row. St. Mary's boys ranked 9th in 3A, 13-3, and had a chance still at a league title. But Hiawatha spoils the Valentine's party for the Bears. Hiawatha was up 1 at the end of 1, 13-12. St. Mary's hit a 3 right before the buzzer from Ben DeVader from the volleyball line to make it 24-22. And then the third quarter, it was 3-point happiness. Cameron Boswell of Hiawatha hit 5 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. He had 15 of Hiawatha's 24 points in that third quarter. And Ben DeVader had 10 of his team's 19 in the third quarter, including a couple of threes. There were 9 combined three-pointers between the two teams in that third quarter alone. Hiawatha made 6, 5 by Boswell. Morton chipped in with a triple, and St. Mary's had 3 triples in that quarter. In the fourth quarter, Hiawatha, clutch three-pointer by Ethan Morton and by Braylon Siebenmorgan, and Hiawatha hit free throws down the stretch, 18-21 for the game, and Hiawatha holds off St. Mary's there in the fourth to win at 68-62. St. Mary's led at one point in the third quarter, 40-34. Hiawatha boys have won 4 in a row. They're now 7-9. They're led by Ethan Morton with 18. Cameron Boswell chipped in with 17, and those 5 threes. Brady Hurley had 16. Ben DeVader led the way for St. Mary's boys with 19. As St. Mary's boys are now 13-4 and finish Big East League play at 7-3, losing for the second time in the last 2 nights. Once again, your finals, it was St. Mary's girls winning 59-43 of Hiawatha. Hiawatha boys knock off St. Mary's, their third state-ranked team that they've defeated this year, as they knock off the Bears at the Roundhouse 68-62. This is Wade Gerster reporting for the Scoreboard Show and MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Wade, thank you very much for that recap here this evening. As St. Mary's comes to Hiawatha, and it's a split as the girls from St. Mary's get the win, and then the Hiawatha boys, just another ranked win for the guys here tonight. Now let's switch over to Big East League action, and Sabetha traveled to Perry. Well, it was a Blue Jay sweep tonight here on the Sabetha Channel. Logan Bitterman has more.
Both the Sabetha Lady Jays and the Sabetha boys would be on the road to take on a former Big 7, now Big East League matchup foe. It's a one-time series this season as they were on the road in Perry Lecompton to take on the Cause here this evening. We would kick things off with the Lady Jays and the Lady Cause, and at the halftime break, Sabetha Lady Jays would have a 7-point advantage at 19-12 here in this one, and they would never relinquish that lead as they get their third win of the season over Perry Lecompton by a final score of 46-39. The Sabetha Lady Jays were led in scoring by sophomore Paxton Michael. She finished the game with 21 points here tonight with several three-pointers on the evening. Kieran Keim had 9 points and also chipped in three threes as well. And then Chloe Detweiler and Krista Minold and Sophia Haberkamp all checked at 4 points apiece as well for Sabetha. The Sabetha girls had 18 turnovers as a team, hit 8 three-pointers in the win, and went 12 of 17 from the free throw line here tonight. On the losing effort for the Perry LeCompton Lady Cause, they were led in scoring by their freshman, Emmy Reed. She had 22 points and went 2 of 2 at the free throw line here tonight. Kaylin Metcalf had 12 points here this evening, and Tatum Kalovich fouled out of the game, but she finished with 4 points and went 2 of 2 at the free throw line here in the loss. The Perry LeCompton Lady Cause had 12 turnovers, hit 3 three-pointers, and went 6 of 7 at the free throw line here this evening. We would finish things off with the boys' matchup to follow that girls' game, where Sabetha would look to get a clean sweep in the lone series this season over Perry, where the Sabetha boys and Perry LeCompton boys, who always come down to a fantastic finish, would meet up here tonight as well. Well, at halftime, the Sabetha boys had a 12-point lead at 34-22, and again, they would never relinquish that score, and they would finish with the final at 59-44, the Sabetha boys finish it off and get the sweep here tonight. Sabetha boys, they were led by senior Tyce Frazee, who might have had a career night. He was 3 of 4 at the free throw line and had 17 total points here this evening. Kylo Winger, another senior, he had 15 points in the win, and then Mike Elaine also chipped in 7 points as well for the Blue Jays. The boys as a team for Sabetha had 10 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 7 of 9 at the free throw line. On the other hand, in the losing effort, the Perry LeCompton Cause, they were led in scoring by Marius Carlson, the senior. He had 12 points, hit all 3 free throw attempts he had tonight. Eli Dean had 8 points here this evening, and also Ronnie Baker had 7 points here tonight as well. Perry LeCompton boys as a team had a total of 11 turnovers here in the loss, hit 3 three-pointers as a team, and went 9 of 13 here from the free throw line tonight. So it's a clean sweep for both Sabetha teams here tonight as the girls get the win 46-39. The Sabetha boys win it 59-44. Both Sabetha teams will be in action next Tuesday night at home as they play host to the Red Hawks of Hiawatha in Sabetha. That will be on both Sabetha and Hiawatha channels next Tuesday night in Sabetha, Kansas. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. Big road wins tonight for both the Sabetha girls and the guys here this evening on this 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. We've got to get to our next break. We come back, we're going to hear from you, the fans, the listeners, the people that love these teams more than anybody else. Calling in. Talk about the game you're at. We need Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees as well. We'll do all that in our next segment. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member, SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're just rolling down 73 Highway to the studios tonight, Bozzy.
Yeah.
Tipping back our water, getting ready for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Joseph Curry down at Care Radio still hanging out with us. It's past 10 o'clock. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha or on 93.7 FM KAIR Horton Atchison or maybe on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. You can also follow us live on Facebook as well and participate with the show and engage with us there, or you can also be on the phone with us as well on the Giant Communications hotline. That's 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Boz, what's that number again?
785-547-3461.
Give us a call. Talk about the game that you were at tonight. Maybe something that stuck out to you, Boz. Luker Kyra Practical Wellness Game Ball nominees are available as well. Who do we have thus far?
All right, on the girls' side, Josie Parker from Valley Heights. She had 13 points tonight. Also from Valley Heights, Ava Smith. She had 9 points. Paxton Michael from Sabetha, 21 points tonight. Emmy Reed from Perry LeCompton. She had 22 points tonight. And Isabel Herla from St. Mary's. She had a career high tonight with 31.
Ooh.
And she broke the school record with 7 threes.
Dang.
Big time. Big time performance.
Well, when your last name's Hurla,
it's
you're
going to
be in the
good
record books, man.
That's right. On the boys' side, Wes Anderson. I think this might be the first time we've had Wes Anderson on the basketball list here. But
the Fighting Wes Anderson.
I love it. Wes Anderson from Frankfurt, 25 points tonight. Ben DeVader from St. Mary's, he had 19. Ethan Morton from Hiawatha, 18 points. Also from Hiawatha, Cameron Boswell, 17 points. He kind of caught fire in the third quarter and got a little separation against St. Mary's tonight. He had 5 threes in the third quarter. Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, he had 27 tonight.
Big time game for Drake,
sounds like
as well.
That's what we got.
Okay, so we need some more nominees then is what you're saying.
I would love some more nominees.
Was it last week you had 3 pages?
I had 2 full pages.
2 full pages
yep.
A week ago.
Yep.
You can get a hold of us on Facebook with a nominee that you want, or feel free to give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. Visit GiantCOMM.net, and you can pair up two of the best things you can think of here in this season of love, and that's pairing up your mobile cell phone plan as well as your home internet as well. $30 per line per month for your phone plan, and then $50 for up to a gig at your home as well. $80 to pair it together. GiantCOMM.net to learn more. That's the nation's most reliable network with your local source and most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Back to our Giant Communications phone line we go to, Boz. And
all right,
I think we've got somebody that we haven't heard from for a while. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay, you're there, you're here, you're everywhere. Bob, how did Riverside do tonight?
Girls or boys, who do you want me to start with?
Whoever you want. It's your show. It's your world. We're just living in it right now.
Correct. You're just living in it. Honestly, the girls' game started slow. We were tied at half. We slowed it down. We kind of passed the ball around a little more. We looked like we did not have school today. You could tell. We just looked like we were lethargic out there. And both teams. And I'm assuming Troy didn't have school today. They looked like they had, you know, we just looked tired, both sides of the team, both sides of the ball. So halftime tied 15-15. Second half, they come out, they have more energy, and I felt like they hustled a little bit more than we did, and then ended up winning by, I think, what, 18?
17.
17, thank you. I mean, it is what it is. Better than the first time we played them, so.
Yeah. How about on the guys' side? So you said the girls played better, but, I mean, that was a big win for Riverside on the guys' side tonight, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. We had five guys almost scored in double digits. We did some good things tonight. We did have a little press put on us that we had trouble with and caused some turnovers, but honestly, we made free throws. We played well as a team. We took care of the ball in the end. We didn't make bad mistakes that cost us, you know, points like the last time we played them. And, yeah, we looked good. Coming off the loss from Valley Falls, that was ugly.
and we didn't hear from you.
Oh, you didn't want to hear from me.
Okay.
I didn't think to say.
So tell me a little bit about this team again, because it's been so long since you've talked to the listeners of the MSC Radio Network. This is a team that has kind of flown under the radar this year for the most part. And I mean, Boz,
13-5, that's a heck of a season
so far.
Yeah, we've got some kids that are very athletic and have some very good basketball skills. We just haven't been able to put it all together, a full, complete game, and play to the level that we can play at the team. So eventually, I mean, right now we need to continue with this win and move on and build on. We had that loss of Valley, which sucked. I mean, we played awful, and nothing went our way. And tonight I felt like we finally, Tyzel Harrington played great. Beckham Griffin played great. Isaac played great. I felt like we kept our composure well. Braxton McCoy brings something to the game that we've never had with all of his energy, and did great. So,
do you have any Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that you want on the list for either the guys or the girls' side tonight?
Tyzel was solid tonight. Honestly, I've coached that kid for 8 years, and I went up to him tonight and I said, "That's the best game I've ever seen you play." And he's working on his self-control and composure. And I told him, you know, the older you get, the more mature you are. He will continue working on it. So I was super proud of him tonight.
Those are big ups right there, Boz.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Yeah, big ups from Bob. All right, Bob. Final thing before we let you go. And that was, you know, we did talk before youthful basketball tournament. My team didn't fare too well.
Neither did mine.
And shout out to local third grade boys champion, Sabatha, as we want to give some love for the littles as well in the third grade level. But Bob and I's team,
did you meet up in the tournament?
We played the first game of the season.
Okay.
And
did we?
It might have been our best game of the year, and we've only went downhill since then. So I'm blaming it on my coaching.
Yeah, Bob did. Yeah, Bob's team, Riverside, the young clones, did beat the young Cobras, first game of the year.
All right. Watch out.
Fun times had, as always. Bob, I appreciate you calling in, And as always, being a listener to the show and being a part of it, it's always fun to hear from you. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
All right. That's Bob from Riverside. Bob's calling in and giving us an update. And it's good to hear from her because, man, I mean, let's talk Riverside for a brief moment here.
Yeah.
Team that's 13-5 that was under the radar most of the season. I think it's time to put them on the map, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. This team, we saw them play, it was a couple weeks ago, I think,
yes.
In Horton.
Horton.
And, you know, when you look at Riverside, if that was the first game you ever went and saw Riverside play, you would probably not be in awe. I mean, they don't have a big 6'5", 6'6 post, not a bunch of crazy big dudes. They're just all about the same size, but they hustle. They work hard. I was impressed last time we saw them play. Defensively, they do a really nice job securing defensive boards and then long outlets. They love to run the court and get out in transition. So this is a team that could surprise some people as we get into sub-state.
I believe that is a very accurate statement. It's something that that as we're getting closer and closer to that, it's interesting to see how it's all going to shape up here in the closing few games of the season. Well, we talked about league implications. We know the Big East champions have been crowned already. Not quite able to say that for the Twin Valley League. On the guys' side of things, as it stands right now, a handful of games left to be played. But as it stands at the moment, look at this logjam top on the guys' side. The Eagles, Axel, staying atop 7-0 in league play, Boz, but right behind them, Clifton Clyde at 7-1. Centralia 7-1, Hanover at 7-2, and Frankfort at 7-3. Frankfort cannot catch Axtell, but a great season by Frankfort this year. But you've got all the teams above, Hanover, Centralia, Clifton, Clyde, Axtell, all still in the running for at least a share of the Twin Valley League title.
Yeah, we get down here to the end, and there's only another couple weeks left, only a couple more games left. I know I haven't dug in a ton yet with this schedule and who's left to play, but it is. I mean, any one of those teams, Axel, Clifton, Clyde, Centralia, Hanover, they're all really good basketball teams. And, you know, it seems like Centralia is one we hadn't really talked a whole lot about. You look at where they're at 7-1 in league in a really tough league.
Axel will play both Centralia and Clifton Clyde to end the season. Centralia, as mentioned, we'll take on Axtell, and then they got Blue Valley Randolph. Just a couple games left on the guys' side for Centralia. So, and
then could shift.
Things could shift, and they could shift quickly. As mentioned, Clifton Clyde's season will end at Axtell. They've got Lynn as well. And then Hanover has three games yet to be played, or two games, excuse me, in league play yet to be played, Washington County and Onega. And so you cannot count any one of those four teams out for potentially winning the Twin Valley League on the guys' side. All right, let's flip it in the Twin Valley League. We're going to go now over to the girls' side, and similar but different.
But different a little bit.
Centralia sitting at the top. Perfect record on the season, 18-0, 8-0 in league play. A couple games remaining. They do have tiebreaker over the Hanover Wildcats. So why is that important? Well, Hanover's 8-1. Their only league loss came to Centralia. They do not play each other again. And so, with just two games remaining, if Centralia was to drop their next two, Hanover has a chance to win the league. But it's just a two-team race for the Twin Valley League on the girls' side, as Centralia's got Axtell at home and then finishes the year at Blue Valley Randolph. For Hanover, as mentioned, for the guys' side, same for the girls, they've got Washington County and Onega. So Centralia wins one of their final two games. They are the league champions no matter what. Even if they lose out and Hanover loses one more game, that tiebreaker would still go to Centralia. So Centralia in the driver's seat, Boz, here on the girls' side.
Yeah, and they've been in the driver's seat all season.
Correct.
Haven't lost a game. They've been dominant in most every game they've played. And Hanover's a fantastic team. Like you said, only one blemish in league, 15-2 overall, but yeah, two really good basketball teams sitting at the top of that league.
How about the Northeast Kansas League tonight? Was a big time matchup for runners up in the Northeast Kansas League, as we could say to this point.
as it was Mar Hill Mount Academy and Horton. Horton was still nipping at the feet of Troy.
They were not out of it.
No longer now. Horton with that loss to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Mar Hill Mount Academy just 8-1 in league play. Not as many league games. Has just the one loss. However, they do still have three games remaining on their schedule. Jackson Heights, JCN, and McLouth. So three league games remaining for Mar Hill Mount Academy. Troy, on the other hand, in the NEKL, they've got two league games remaining. Oskaloosa, who's playing really good basketball right now on the girls' side, and then final game of the year, which could have massive implications in the Northeast Kansas League. Horton travels to Troy in a rematch from earlier in the season. And that one, again, could help decide the Northeast Kansas League in the girls' side of things. With Horton having three league losses, Boz, they cannot win the league because Troy only has two remaining games in league play. But Mar Hill Mount Academy still could catch Troy if things fell in that proper way.
Yep.
So we've got a couple of big-time games coming up here between Troy, or for Troy, and for Mar Hill Mount Academy. All right, Mar Hill Mount Academy on the guys' side. Perfect in league play, Boz. They sit atop of the Northeast Kansas League at 10-0, but right there with them again. Two league games remaining for Mar Hill Mount Academy this season. They got Jackson Heights. They've got McLouth. Valley Falls, Riverside. Riverside with the three league losses. They cannot catch Mar Hill Mount Academy in league play. And Valley Falls has just one league game left in this season. And so how that would shape up as potential in this one is that Mar Hill Mount Academy, they do own the tiebreaker over Valley Falls. And so no matter, as we're processing this all right now, no matter what happens in this final game of the year, final two games of the year for Mar Hill Mount Academy, they will be your Northeast Kansas League boys champions.
Okay.
They've only got one game left in league play. And again, this is live radio, people. We're figuring out all this stuff at the same time as you are. Mar Hill Mount Academy will be the Northeast Kansas League boys champs this year, even if they lose their final two games. One's non-league game against Perry Lecompton, and one of them is against Jackson Heights. Even if they drop that game, they're still going to be your league champions.
Yeah, nice.
Congratulations to the Ravens of Mar Hill Mount Academy. You are champs of the Northeast Kansas League. All right, Boz, that's a quick view of everything when it comes to league races and where everything's standing right now. We've got one extra Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee that came in. Why don't you give us that list once again as we give people one final opportunity to get somebody on the list.
All right, our girls' nominees tonight. Josie Parker from Valley Heights with 13 points. Ava Smith, also from Valley Heights, she had 9 points tonight. Paxton Michael from Sabetha had 21 points. Emmy Reed from Perry Lecompton, she scored 22 points tonight. And Isabel Herla from St. Mary's had a career high of 31 points. She also broke the school record for three-pointers in a ball game with 7
well done
tonight, flat shooting the ball. On the boys' side of things, Wes Anderson from Frankfort.
The fighting Wes Anderson.
Yeah, buddy. He scored 25, had a big night tonight. Ben DeVader from St. Mary's, he had 19 points. Ethan Morton from Hiawatha, 18 points. Also from Hiawatha, Cameron Boswell had 17 points. Young man caught fire from beyond the arc in the third quarter, hit 5 of them in the third quarter. And we also have Drake Mellies, Jackson Heights. He had a big night tonight, 27 points. And Tyzel Harrington from Riverside. Don't have a point total for him, but word is he had a heck of a ball game tonight.
All right, so a great evening of nominees. If you've got somebody you want on that list, feel free to put it in the comments section on the Facebook feed here tonight. Or you can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Pause that phone number once again.
785-547-3461.
All right, let's give a check-in now if we could here just for a brief moment. We talked about this a little bit at the top of the show, Boz. It's regional wrestling time for our area athletes here as well. And it's regional girls wrestling here today. And it's started for the 3-1A East Regional at Rossville. A little bit different this year. Super regionals. Top 8 go to state, contrary to the typical format of 4 going to the state tournament. And We're going to go over the team standings as they stand right now here after today. Again, the 3 through 1A regional, you will hear that on, or see that and hear that on the Sabetha channel. Brandon Tadman and Crendon Prophet will have the call for you on that tomorrow. They plan to be getting on the air around 9:30, so make sure you are ready to rock and roll and taking a full day of wrestling at that regional. Currently in fifth place as a team from our area, Marhill Mount Academy. Boss, just 4 wrestlers brought to this regional, yet they've got 64 team points. Shout out to Emma Weiss, Kyla Manuel, Natalie Peltzer, and Maria Peltzer, all for wrestling at that regional right now. Sabetha is in seventh, brought 13 grapplers to this tournament. And advancement points, Avery Herman. You also got Claudia Grimm, Jalen Engelkin, as well as Naomi Pearson, Emma Wawasik, still hanging around, and Holiday Banfield for Sabetha, as they've got already Herman, as well as Pearson and Banfield, already qualified for the state tournament in a couple weeks in Salina. For Marhill Mount Academy, don't want to go without saying Weiss and Manuel both punched their ticket to the state tournament so far as well. In McLouth, they sent 3 wrestlers in Charlie Nill, McKinley Daniels, and Lily Perkins. And Daniels and Perkins have both punched their tickets to the state tournament. It's just about what placement they get as well, as Nell wrestles for her state tournament hopes tomorrow as well for McLouth. Onega, they sent 4 wrestlers to this regional as well. They've got Andy Wegman, who is a state qualifier. She has placement points for herself. Carmela Garcia-Losada, she's also a state tournament participant now, as well as Emerson Fordham for Onega here this season. Other area schools, Rossville, they sent 6 grapplers to their host regional, and so far just 1 grappler in Nora Mitchell to the state tournament. We've also got ACCHS sent 7 grapplers to this regional, Natasha Neuer, as well as Kaylee McKee, currently as state tournament qualifiers. Tessa McAlexander wrestles still tomorrow for ACCHS, as well as Trinity Brooks for ACCHS. For Roll Valley High School, sent 3 wrestlers to this regional, 1 state qualifier so far at Hannah Myers, and Sarah Lake, she's trying to keep her season alive tomorrow. You'll see that on the Sabetha channel. Riverside sent 7 grapplers to this regional. Briley Cooper has advanced to the state tournament for Riverside. Staying alive is Aurora Gray as well for Riverside, trying to make it to the state tournament in a couple weeks in Salina. Donovan West sent 3 wrestlers, and Layla Kunert, she has qualified for the state tournament for Donovan West. Oskaloosa, they sent 2 grapplers to this regional, and Holly Thatcher, an absolute beast on the mat, Boz. Multi-state champion Holly Thatcher, senior season now. She is in the championship bout tomorrow in that regional, going for another regional championship. She's already going to state once again for Oskaloosa. Horton sent 1 grappler to this tournament, Boz, and congratulations to Raquel Manthe, as she is going to the state tournament for the Horton Chargers. Pleasant Ridge sent 3 grapplers to this regional, and Alexis Blackard, all that remains for Pleasant Ridge, trying to make it to the state tournament in a few weeks. Riley County sent 5 grapplers with nobody making it out for the Falcons. And St. Mary's sent 4 grapplers to this regional with nobody qualifying for that state tournament. That's a lot, and that's just 3 through 1A, Boz.
Yeah, 42 different teams competing in that regional.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot. Let me talk a little bit about this, too, because yes, as you were going through those names and the amount of wrestlers, how cool is it? Girls, yes, absolutely one of the hardest things you can do, but I really think, I mean, I don't care if you're boy, girl, what draws them to that is the fierce competition, it's just me against you, I got nobody to blame. I go out on the mat, and I got to see what I can do.
Yeah.
And I think that's appealing. It's the hard work, the success that you get when it's just you doing it as opposed to a team sport.
And, again, when you get multiple girls, again, and that's why in not just girls, in just wrestling in general, when you can send – you know, when you can fill an entire card, there's 14 classes, weight classes. Yeah. If you can fill all 14, that's great. If you can get 10, that's amazing. Okay? You got a chance for team championships at that point.
Yeah.
When you're sending, as you mentioned, just a handful of girls and you're getting them to a state tournament, you can still rack up a good amount of points.
Yeah, for sure.
And we saw that with Mar Hill Mount Academy in the top five, just sending a handful of girls.
Yeah.
And all doing very, very well. How about the 4A East Regional? As it stands after today, Holton is in sixth place with 77.5 points, and they've got all but two wrestlers moving on to tomorrow for Holton. They sent 14. They filled the entire card for the Holton wrestling girls team. And as you've got Marley Gilliland already punching her ticket to the state tournament, as well as Sophia Arenado and Ansley Bear. As Gilliland will wrestle for a regional title tomorrow, and then Bear and Arenado will be in the consolation side of the bracket, but have already punched their tickets to the state tournament. So three of the 14 for Holton have gone, or have already punched their ticket to the tournament, and they've got still nine alive tomorrow to try and get to the state tournament, sitting in sixth place right now in that one. Silver Lake. The girls for Silver Lake sitting in 11th place right now as they've got a handful of girls already punching their tickets to the state tournament. And Cameron Clark, also Carly Holmes, punching her ticket to the state tournament. And then Michaela Connor, she is wrestling for a regional title tomorrow for Silver Lake. And so that's who they've got already in the state tournament. They still have Riley Moeller, as well as McKenna Harris and Reese Dorsey, still alive tomorrow in the consolation side of the bracket. Nemaha Central sending four wrestlers by,
yeah.
And two are wrestling for regional titles tomorrow.
Yeah.
Renee Keim, as well as Autumn Feldkamp, both qualifying for state and both wrestling for a regional title. Harper Foster, wrestles for her season to stay alive tomorrow. This is all going to be on the Holton Channel. Boz and I will be down in Paola bright and early tomorrow, buddy.
Yep.
Getting down to Paola, and we'll have all the coverage of these girls tomorrow on the Holton Channel. Perry LeCompton, the Cause have sent two to the state tournament so far, and Sky Heppner, as well as Mia Allen, will wrestle for a regional title tomorrow for Perry LeCompton here at this regional in Paola. Jeff West sent six grapplers, and they've got one that has qualified so far, and Paige Vetch. She is going to be wrestling for a regional title tomorrow. Still alive, Maya Vetch, as well as Lucy Henderson and Sophie Waters for the Tigers and Jeff West. Hiawatha sent two wrestlers to this regional, and we've got Clarissa Moyer still alive for the Red Hawks tomorrow that we will be broadcasting on the Holton Channel. And then Atchison sent one grappler to this regional, and Morgan Molt unable to make it to the state tournament. So that's your 4A recap of regionals so far here today. And again, tomorrow, 3 through 1A at Rossville will be on the Sabetha Channel. 4A from Paola. Boz and I will have that on the Holton Channel. Boz, anything else about wrestling before we get to our last break?
No, I'm excited to go watch some wrestling tomorrow.
It's going to be a good time, my friend. I'll tell you that much. It's always a good time. Those girls are going to be wanting to jump for joy if they can get on that medal stand and get to Salina from the 4A1, or Hayes if you're 3 through 1A. Big time matchups tomorrow. We're going to wrap this thing up after this final timeout. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Hanging out together. It's Valentine's Day.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Dorsey, as always. It's Jake and Paz one final time here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thank you, Joseph Curry, for hanging out with us as well down at Care Country. As we've got our final segment tonight, Paz, we just got done recapping about regional wrestling. We talked about basketball. We talked about the scores, big-time matchups tonight. And next week's show, you know, we're going to be talking sub-state. I mean, everything's going to be pretty much lined up for the most part that we'll be able to kind of have a good idea where teams are looking, how they're matching up before they get into sub-state action. As we're winding down this time of the year, my friend, it's always interesting to kind of see what teams we were looking at the beginning of the year as, hey, watch out for these teams, and the teams that, honestly, you know, they just kind of surprise you, and they make pushes this part of the season.
Well, you look at, I mean, just two teams that come to mind right away, Hiawatha Boys mm-hmm. and how hot they're playing right now.
Sure.
And then for Riley County to run the gamut through the Big East undefeated.
Undefeated.
Picked middle of the pack to in the Big East, that's impressive.
Makes you wonder.
What's it make you wonder?
When people are picking.
I don't know who's picking them.
I don't know. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
We don't want to say names.
But, you know, it's a fair thing. It's,
sure.
It's one of those things that, you know, you can have a good idea.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to roll that ball out there.
Sure
and
you
just
do.
And just play the game.
Well, and I would say, yeah, if you just looked at a lot of these teams, I mean, there's typically you've got some traditional powers. You got the ones that are knocking on the door. They're on the verge, kind of middle of the pack ones. And every year, it doesn't not just this year, you always have those ones that are able to climb the ladder and put themselves in a position to win a league title or
sure.
move on through sub-state. So it's, I don't know this year's been any different than any other from that respect. But like you said, you got to roll the ball out. You got to play the game, period.
Speaking of playing a game, some kids really stepped up. They're on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list here tonight. Boz, before we give that award away, who is on that list?
On the girls' side, Josie Parker from Valley Heights, Ava Smith from Valley Heights, Paxton Michael from Sabetha, Emmy Reed from Perry LeCompton, and Isabel Herla from St. Mary's. On the boys' side, Wes Anderson from Frankfort, Ben DeVader from St. Mary's, Ethan Morton and Cameron Boswell, both from Hiawatha, Drake Mellies from Jackson Heights, and Tyzel Harrington from Riverside.
All right, those are your nominees tonight. And before we get into who it is, we got to put a bow on it. Super Bowl was this past Sunday.
I was hoping you'd just kind of move on past that.
Well, no. Can't.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. After thinking about it for almost a week?
Yeah.
It was just not...
It surprised you, yeah?
It absolutely surprised me.
Me too.
In the fashion that it happened.
Correct.
The Chiefs were bad. Absolutely horrible. Nothing. They couldn't get anything going at all. Mahomes, he was under pressure. We talked about it.
We did.
In the show.
We looked like Nostradamus, dude, last Friday.
Maybe we kind of knew what we were saying a little bit.
Weird.
No, I mean, the big thing I think we recall the show last Friday night was Philadelphia's four down linemen on defense, and that's all they need to rush with, and they're going to cause havoc, and they did exactly that.
Yep.
Rushed four guys, didn't blitz the entire game. Patrick Mahomes was running for his life the whole game. He was all out of sorts. I heard something a couple days later, social media, because you always believe social media.
Yes, always.
Did he get a concussion on the first pressure where he's rolling out to his right, hit his head? I don't know. I don't buy that. But that stuff starts flying around.
Sure.
Because
you know? He didn't look like himself.
He didn't. For sure he didn't.
I think the message I sent to you was he looks like he's never played a game in his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just under duress, under pressure, and I believe the statistic was 40% of the Chiefs' plays, Patrick Mahomes was under pressure.
Yeah.
And they didn't blitz one time.
Yeah. No, it was ridiculous. I don't know. I go back to this season with the Chiefs. I've been critical of them all year just because offense didn't seem as high-powered as we were used to. They didn't score as many points. It just seemed throughout the entire season it was a struggle. Offensively.
Sure.
And the defense was rock solid. And that's, I think, why they got their wins. But when you go back and look at those games, if you're barely scraping by, you run into a team like the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
who was, man, that was just a better team.
And the big thing was, can the defense stop Saquon Barkley?
And they did.
They did.
Absolutely they did.
Held him in check. I mean, you got a pick six. You've got another interception that puts the ball at the
10-yard
line. I mean, I honestly, for a majority of that game, I thought the Chiefs defense played pretty well.
Yeah.
Well enough to win. And I'm saying that, and it was 24-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
But two of those scores were a defensive pick six, and they're at the 10-yard line.
And
what do you expect the defense to do?
Yeah, and when you're spoiled, I guess, from watching the Chiefs at 24-0, I was like, okay.
It could happen.
It can happen.
Yeah.
We've been down before. You just wait. You wait for them to wake up. Like, all right, here we go.
This is it.
Now we're going to go.
Yeah.
Three and out, punt.
Yeah.
Three and out, punt. It was not fun to watch.
I think it was the opening drive of the second half that I knew.
Trouble.
Trouble was happening. They needed to figure out something quick, fast, and they didn't.
They sure didn't. No.
So then that falls into the question of Chiefs have a lot of things to answer in the off season. What's a priority for that? Because you've got a ton of guys, especially on the defensive side. You got people like Nick Bolton that are going to be looking for a big contract. You got people, you know, that in the secondary that are going to be looking for a contract. Brett Veach has done a great job the last 5 years cutting people, trading people. When you scratch your head, when Tyreek Hill gets traded, are you kidding me? When L'Jarius Sneed gets cut, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or traded, excuse me? Are you serious, Brett Veach? And they usually work out. Who's going to be that kind of a cap cut person that is going to be one where you're scratching your head about? Because, again, the Chiefs free agents coming up to this next season is going to be one where, you know, even the idea of Travis Kelce's retirement is a topic of conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. Here's what I think. This is going to be really, really interesting because there's gaps all over, honestly. If you look just on the offensive side of things, if I'm running the show, you can't have a world-class quarterback and have him get pressured close to 50% of the plays.
Yeah.
Offensive line, we've got to figure that out. I mean, there's got to be something in there that we need. And then earlier this season, I would have said, man, we got to find receivers. We've been talking about that for a while. Who are we going to throw the ball to?
Yeah.
But now you're talking about all the stuff on the defensive side of things.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of spots they got to focus on and shore things up.
You got Nick Bolton. That's going to be an unrestricted free agent. You've got Justin Reed at safety, unrestricted free agent. Charles Amenihue had a big penalty in that game. That is unrestricted free agent. Josh Uche, who they traded for midseason. Trayshawn Wharton, that interior defensive lineman that is just – he just wreaked havoc when he was in the game. Mike Pinnell. And, again, this is all defensive side of the football for the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at the offensive side, D-Hop. Okay, that was just a bit – I mean, he's going to be getting a contract from somewhere. Hollywood Brown is an unrestricted free agent. Didn't play much because of injury. Okay. How are you going to address the offensive line issues?
Yeah.
DJ Humphreys was signed midseason and couldn't stay on the field because he was hurt all the time. Justin Watson is up for a new contract. Samaje Perine, third down back that did some good things for the Chiefs this year. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kareem Hunt, Mecole Hardman. These are the type of guys that made differences. Trey Smith on the right guard position, he's an unrestricted free agent as well. These are some huge gaps that Brett Veach is going to have to work magic once again.
Well, that's it. I think it's magic. They've got to figure out a way to get those spots taken care of. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
And how about the punter, Matt Areza? Matt Areza. That dude can punt.
Oh, yeah.
That dude can just rocket the football.
Yeah, he can.
And he's an unrestricted free agent. That one's not as big of a deal.
I don't think we need to worry so much about the punter. We've got some other spots we need to fill first.
Okay. If you say so, the words of Boz, don't worry about the punter. It ain't going to be a big deal.
No.
All right. So that's just kind of our season recap on the Chiefs. You think it was a successful season?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's
make it to the Super Bowl even if you don't win it.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I think that was a funny conversation that people were having. Would you rather make it to the Super Bowl and lose or just not make it to the Super Bowl? Which one's better? Obviously, making it, and then even if you lose, you still made it.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting at home watching it on TV.
Yeah.
You want to play.
That's what my team does.
Give yourself a shot.
Every single year since 2012. All right, boss, final thing tonight. We've got to give our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball away here tonight.
All right, another tough decision. A lot of good performances tonight. One stands out on the girls' side, Isabel Herla. Got to go with her.
Come on,
from St. Mary's. Career high 31 points tonight. Also broke the school record for threes with 7 in that ball game. On the boys' side, sharing the love a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
But they're on the same team. I got to give it to these guys. Ethan Morton and Cameron Boswell from Hiawatha. 18 points for Ethan Morton, 17 for Cameron Boswell in their big time win tonight against St. Mary's.
Congratulations, Isabel Herla of St. Mary's, as well as Boswell and Morton from Hiawatha on the guys' side. Thanks for hanging out with us on Valentine's Day. Again,
MSCSports.net for everything that you need sports-related here in Northeast Kansas. And we've got regional girls wrestling on our airwaves tomorrow. So about the channel, we'll have 3 through 1A regionals, Crittenden and Brandon there. Boz and I will be in Paola on the Holton Channel. We'll talk to you again tomorrow during regional wrestling. But if not there, we'll talk to you again next week on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, PNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.